broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Auf jede Frage.
It's the Pope that welcomes you. That stops for every question.
Well, North Korea, this is stemming from, I think, a greater problem.
One of the things that I think is very startling.
Fox News and the drugster are cooking this story up with fear.
You bought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch, and we take you through the looking glass and go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can. We continue tonight with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills as we discuss the habits of Americans on Thanksgiving and what do restaurateurs of America think about serving turkey dinners on Thanksgiving and what do customers look like to them?
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted Bell here, hey, come on into our restaurant. You know, we can make a big thing out of, we are not serving turkey on Thanksgiving. We're just not going to do it, but you're welcome to come to our restaurant. Well, I guess we ran out of
time. Yeah, we did. But we are with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. All right, and we are continuing with our discussion here, Ted, about the fact that you will not serve turkey on Thanksgiving Day in your restaurant because to you, it attracts a kind of person, right?
Well, it attracts to the restaurant, and it attracts to you, the owner, and it sticks to the waitresses. It is as if it was it's a smoggy day. You get enough people coming into your restaurant on Thanksgiving, and you've got the word up and down the street that you've got losers coming in there coming in and out of there on a Thanksgiving day. Now I know, Phil, that you know many of your listeners that I've been talking to, they don't like me saying these things. I know that. I know that a lot of them don't like being called. Supposedly, I'm not calling them losers, but what I am saying is I reserve the right as a restaurant owner to not have these old ladies coming into my restaurant on Thanksgiving and ordering. And what happens is, as you know, they order the entree, they order the appetizer as an entree. It's a $20 lamb chop, big deal. They won't even order the turkey. So every which way I am... forgive me for saying this, every which way I'm taking it like I'm in a some sort of a youth camp and I'm being pinned to a bug.
Oh man,
what are you laughing at?
I think you have got some comparisons going here, man. You know,
I'm telling you that on Thanksgiving Day when I lay in turkey, and I'll never do it again, and I told you why I did it. It was for the Army-Navy game in 83.
I understand that.
That when you're stuck with turkey and you have a lot of seniors coming in and saying, can I have the stuffed chicken breast? Woo! Let me, you know, ding, 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 ding. Big spender. Look at Phil, I understand.
Those people are on a fixed income. They can't afford the steaks that you are serving up. They don't want to have turkey. Maybe it's their first night out together.
Then you can't come into my restaurant. Can you?
Do you have people coming into your restaurant who eat the stuffed chicken breast?
I guess I do, Phil, or I wouldn't have it on the menu.
Then they're ordering it, okay?
And we don't have a 90% stuffed chicken breast night unless it is Thanksgiving. That's the part that I'm trying to say, and that is what I don't think your audience is understanding. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I want to say this, Phil, as your sponsor. I'm going to say this very seriously. And I'd like your listeners to hear this. As I said to you, in 1983, in one of the biggest mistakes that has ever been made in the history of college football, they played the Army-Navy game at the Rose Bowl right here in Pasadena, California. It was an enormous mistake. No one cared. No one wanted to go to the game. It's not a West Coast game. Never has been, never will be. It's an East Coast game. But the hype was Army-Navy, wasn't it? You knew the game, right?
Well, it's a big game.
Yeah, it's a big game. Guess what? Not here. But I went ahead and I laid in the Thanksgiving dinners. I laid in the Thanksgiving trimmings. I did everything. And I made a big deal and a big promotion. And it was the most embarrassing day of my life when this restaurant was almost like the Haunted Mansion. I swear to God, it was almost that empty where I felt a cold wind go right through me. Like in that, what did you ever see, that Poltergeist? And I remember looking over my shoulder that night and wondering, what did I just... Was that something I heard?
And well, were there people in there?
There were people, but it was very few and far between. Because of that experience, and I'm a big supporter of the United States military, and you know that I am.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, guess what? One day of the year, I hate the U.S. military and everything that it represents, and I can't do anything about it. It might be a psychological condition, but one day out of the year, I despise the American military. And it's the day they have that Army-Navy game.
Yeah, that's a psychiatric condition.
I don't know that you're qualified.
I can tell you this, Ted. If one day out of the year you despise the American military because of the Army-Navy game, because it was whatever it was 27 years ago that you laid in a supply of turkey dinners, and it was not a big promotion because nobody went to the Army-Navy game.
I had just taken over the restaurant from a father that died of a cirrhosis of the liver. I was swimming in debt. I was trying to make this restaurant go. I thought, Phil, I was going to lose everything.
Well, you did a great job, Ted. You bailed the restaurant out. You're now a successful man. So these are the stumbles. These are the missteps that all of us take in life on our way to success. 877-876-PHIL. I want to get a phone call in here as we are with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. This is Randy in Detroit listening to us on DTW. Randy, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Hello, Phil. Hello, Ted.
Yes, sir.
You know, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. And as I was driving home helping a friend prepare for the Thanksgiving Day parade here in Detroit, I kept saying it has to be entertainment because Ted can be for real. But then he said something that let me know, I think, where he's at. He took a restaurant over. He doesn't want people to come in because coming into your restaurant shows that they have the privilege, they're empowered to come in because they chose your restaurant, and with choice, that's power. But you said something poignant that you took over after your father's death.
That's, yes, I did.
You know, you may still be dealing with that. You drank yourself into a stupor in which you may still be recovering from, and then you can't even deal with to see Army-Navy, and you're taking it out on the very people that come in and support you in your restaurant, and you blame it on turkey dinners and poor people and older people. I mean, I think you said it yourself. Maybe it's a psychosis.
No, sir. Well, first of all, psychosis, it's not. I'm well-rooted in reality, but I will tell you that my father started this restaurant in 1975, and within 8 years, it was almost in ruins. I took over the restaurant. I knew I had a great location, and I knew that we did steaks. Who doesn't like a steak? And is there money in Beverly Hills? I think so. So I had to start all over again. Now comes the Army-Navy game to Pasadena. I'm thinking, this is a great promotion. The colleges talked me into it. I'll never forgive them.
But what this man is saying is one day out of the year, you despise the American military, where the rest of the year you support it.
Yes, I do.
And it's the day that the Army-Navy game takes place because...
Because those Army-Navy chumps... I wish I was kidding because if I was kidding, I could wake up tomorrow and this is all just a big joke. But tomorrow I got to get up, and tomorrow I got to come into the restaurant.
But here's the sad reality that you still have to deal with this because you still stuck with that day that you didn't have the people coming to your restaurant. You lost your father, and you said it yourself.
Yes.
You drank yourself into a stupor, and again,
I think
from which you haven't recovered. And you're right. You absolutely have the right to serve or market yourself, not serve, because whoever comes to your restaurant should be served. You have the right to market yourself to a particular audience or population, but to that end, if someone comes across your threshold, they're now your customer, and then... Here's your challenge, if I may. Here's what
You get to go to a parade tomorrow. That's what you're going to enjoy yourself.
Look,
you're going. I got to go in there and listen to people go. Oh yeah, do you have the turkey dinner? And I got to think, boy, if you say it one more time.
That's choice. I'm choosing to go to a parade. You're choosing to go to your restaurant.
I'd rather go with you. I'd rather be with you at a parade.
I'd like to hang out with you. I like to hang out with you because I like honest
people.
Here's what I would like.
Let me tell you something. When you're in L.A., I want you to come up to me. You got a steak dinner on me when you come to L.A.
That's very nice of you, Ted.
I'll be in L.A. in about 3 weeks.
All right. Good. Then you head to Beverly Hills. We're on Rodeo.
All right, look at Randy. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. That man made a very good point that I want to follow up on before we go to our break. Do you have a drinking problem?
How dare you ask that of an advertiser on the air? How dare
you? Ted, you said that...
I know what I said, but how dare you ask me, an advertiser, do I have a drinking problem on the air in front of potentially millions? Potentially millions. Who knows? It might be just five people. But potentially...
Okay, so let's start insulting Phil.
You asked me if I was an alcoholic. You might as well ask me, do I see, you know, rats coming out of the wall? Hey, Ted, do you see, you know, like, what was that show that I saw, Dick Van Dyke? He was a drunk, you know that, don't you?
What are you talking about, Dick Van Dyke?
You're not aware that Dick Van Dyke was a drunk?
Dick Van Dyke, the comic?
He was an alcoholic. And in the movie they made about his life, he wakes up under the pier over there in Newport Beach, and he thinks he's got crabs crawling all over him. He was a mess. You think that's who I was? You think I'm Dick Van Dyke? Is that it? You think I got crabs crawling all over me, and I'm running around like a wild man? I had a drink. Okay, maybe I had two.
And well, this man made the point, and I think it's a point to be explored. You drank yourself into a stupor that night when you saw the restaurant empty and the Army-Navy game didn't bring in the big business that you thought it would. And with that, yes, I get the last word. We'll go to the break. We'll be back with Ted as we speak to Ted's Ted from Ted's Beverly Hills. Ted Bell is the owner and with us on the subject of Thanksgiving at restaurants. Do you serve turkey dinners at your restaurant? Ted doesn't. He thinks it's the sign of catering to losers. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Loser.
Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. If you're in town, please come on out and have a great steak. Our porterhouse, our prime rib, our stuffed potato skin. Oh, my God. It is the best. And the good news is, Phil, and I'm joking, but I'm also serious. The good news is I don't think they'll ever even mention, let alone actually put into practice, the Army-Navy game in California.
And boy, you know, that is such an anachronism, man. I don't know of anybody I'm the only guy that remembers that because I lived in Pasadena at the time, so I remember the game. I don't know how many people in L.A. remember that the Army-Navy game was played here in 83, but to have it be such a traumatic event for someone, you know.
That, Phil, is, you know, and you said a mouthful, and I'll tell you, that shows us in life. Don't ever discount or minimize any experience or any event because somewhere someone is affected very deeply by that. And the fact that I had to endure as a nascent businessman in Beverly Hills, the Army-Navy game, which was as big a stinker as you've ever seen in your life. And you want to know something else? As I told you, to this day, on that day, when Army-Navy plays, I just keep myself calm because I despise the entire United States military apparatus, and I don't care if we get invaded.
And grow up. Come on.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Well, you know what? If that's true, you do need a psychiatrist.
Why would I need a psychiatrist? I don't know.
If you hate the entire military apparatus of the country because of the Army-Navy game.
Why is that a psychiatrist? That is an absolutely understandable thing in light of the fact that Army-Navy pinned me to a bunk in a youth center. I don't understand what you're...
What are you talking about, man?
Well, Mr. Hendry, I am a sponsor.
You are a sponsor, Ted. But the stuff you're telling me, man, is borderline, I'm telling you.
See, this is what happens when you have an opinion that people don't agree with. You're crazy. That's the best way to argue with someone who you don't agree with. Just call them insane.
And I don't believe I've done that.
You haven't? That's what you're doing right now.
No, I take that back. I don't think you're insane, but I don't think what you're saying in every instance is rational. Let me put it that way. Here is Sissy on the Phil Henry Show. Sissy, hi, you're with Phil Henry and Ted Bell. Go ahead, please.
Okay. First off, I hope he's going to let me talk. I just have a few things to say. First off, I would never eat in that man's restaurant.
Your name is Sissy.
Will you let the lady talk?
His restaurant to anybody. Secondly, he made a very hurtful remark when he said he hates the military. I just lost my nephew.
No, I don't hate the military. You totally missed it. No, you're not going to get away with that.
I did not say it.
He says one day out of the year he does when the Army-Navy game is played.
But then he turned around and said he hated their apparatus and he hoped somebody did invade us. I lost my nephew.
On the day the Army-Navy game is played, yes, I do.
Excuse me.
But I lost my nephew
in the Army just this year. We're fine.
On the day the Army-Navy game played?
The remainders of his body being buried in December.
Which day? Was it when Army-Navy played?
Will you let the lady talk?
I'm telling you, I don't hate the military. I love the military. I give money to the USO. I support the military.
If you hate them one day a year because of an Army-Navy game, then you hate them all the time. You're crazy.
No, you can't get away with that. You can't get away with that one. No, I won't let you get away with that. I hate them on the day of the Army-Navy game. The rest of the time, I love them.
That's the stupidest thing, though, I've ever heard in my life. The lady just said she lost her nephew.
I am very sorry to hear that, ma'am. And today, not being the day the Army-Navy game is played, I feel very bad for you. If it was the day the Army-Navy game was played, I wouldn't care.
Oh, that's great.
But it's still, you're saying you hate them one day a year. That's enough to hurt somebody that lost a family member.
In the service that was fighting
to protect our country. Don't tell me to come on.
Exactly.
Oh, you're making a big, you're being dramatic.
No, she isn't.
No,
she lost her nephew.
I'm not being dramatic.
You're being overly dramatic.
I lost a 32-year-old nephew on his birthday in a Black Hawk crash. I'm not being dramatic.
Could you watch your language, please?
What do you mean, watch your language?
Well, you did. Yes, you most certainly did. You said black. I can't finish it.
Black Hawk.
Well, that's not how she pronounced it.
Yes, it is. It's a helicopter. Black Hawk Down. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Because he's wrapped up in his alcohol. He don't hear nothing.
Oh, so now you're going to make fun of an alcoholic, is that it? Okay.
Yes, I am. You've got a problem. You need to get off the bottle. No wonder your restaurant has problems. I don't want to go to a restaurant where the owner comes around to the table so drunk you can smell the alcohol on him.
I've had a tough life, okay? I need my drink. It's the only thing that steadies me. Because I'm going to tell you something now. Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm not sitting there laughing at you. I'm listening to you, but you don't give me a chance.
All right,
listen to me.
In 1971, I was sent down a rat hole in Vietnam.
You weren't in Vietnam. You're not even old enough now. Stop it.
Why did you do that?
Because I'm not going to have you lying.
I'm 56. Well, I'm old enough to know about Vietnam.
I went down one of the rat holes in Vietnam.
No, you weren't in Vietnam. Now, don't go telling this lady that you were.
If you would have let me say it, she would have bought it. She would have bought it. Ma'am, you're too sensitive for this very hard, cold world that we live in. God bless you and the sacrifice your family has made.
No,
but I
I'm
feel
not
that
too
you
sensitive.
Are,
I care about my nephew. I care about my nephew. It's not being sensitive. I love my nephew.
Easy come, easy go.
What kind of a comment is that?
Well, I'm just saying. I'll tell you what, I want to say something to your sissy. I got something for you. Next time you're in L.A., free steak on me. You and the family.
I told you I would never eat in your restaurant. I will not patronize nobody that says one day out of the year they hate the military.
You pick a baked potato off our baked potato tree, the dinner's on me, and the Teds, all the Teds you can drink.
She said she's not coming into your restaurant.
You keep your dinner, you keep your drink.
Can I just tell you something? I'm going to hang up. I love you. I love your nephew. I love our military, just not on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's great, man. And that's screwy. That's screwy.
You know something, sissy? You're very judgmental. I love the military today. Tomorrow, just don't talk to me.
Hey, it's already Valentine's Day, thank you.
Valentine's Day? And I'm nuts.
Thanksgiving Day.
You just said,
Day.
No, you didn't.
I know she misspoke. Sissy, thank you so very much. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. And you know something, Ted, I would like him to clarify that because I think he's being over the top. I think he's engaging in hyperbole. I hate the military one day of the year. 877-876-PHIL, back with Ted Bell here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show in a moment.
Phil Hendry.
Why did you interrupt me? I had her going. Morgan's and Coke. I invented it.
Here at Ted's.
I invented it.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
Might say I invented Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted Belf with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and Ted has said that they're open, but they're not serving any turkey dinner. And the reason why you're not serving any turkey dinner, Ted, if I've got this, you know, correct, is that you think people that go to restaurants to eat on Thanksgiving are somehow losers or homeless.
But Phil, more to the point, what it makes my restaurant look like. I've got a restaurant, a steakhouse, that I have worked, I have sweated, I have slaved. I've probably taken 20 years off my life making this thing go in Beverly Hills, California. We have a certain panache. We have a certain, if you want to call it a reputation, we have a certain look. And one day out of the year, I'm supposed to turn it into a soup kitchen? I don't know. How does that work? Tell me where I go to talk to the man who says one day a year I take the image, the reputation, and the look of my restaurant and defecate on it. Tell me where do I go? Who do I talk to?
See, this is the kind of thing that you've been engaging in all night, talking in these extremes. How does that knock the image of your restaurant?
I've got, Phil, with all due respect, I've got old ladies coming in on Thanksgiving because they want to have, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And the dishonesty, the absolute dishonesty of it. These are elderly women, women that I would respect, women that I might want to, I don't know, adopt as my, you know, surrogate mother. And they're coming in, and it's Thanksgiving. Yeah, really, is it Thanksgiving? Guess what? They're ordering the lamb chops. And I go into the kitchen, and I think, I shake my head, and I think, my God, the lies. Just the lies alone, you know.
Ted, I don't, if you, with, may I say something?
What?
I don't want to tell you your business. Do you consider that to be the height of dishonesty for a group of elderly women to come in on Thanksgiving and say, hey, you know what, I feel like having a chicken breast?
Yes, I do, because what they're saying is this. Oh, Thanksgiving, I want to have my Thanksgiving meal. All right, well, we have our turkey. This is what we did. You know, when I did do this, here's our turkey on the menu. Well, I don't want that. I'm having the stuffed chicken breast. You want to know why? Because it's $5 less.
Is that it?
I'm done.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joan in San Jose, California, listening on KNEW. Go ahead, Joan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Ted. It appears to me that you have very little respect for diversity of lifestyle or individuals. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, diversity generally means race or culture. That's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who are either poor or wealthy or middle class. They could be all races, all cultures. See, you calling from San Francisco, you thought you had me on that one, didn't you? Well, you didn't. Now then,
forget about that, will you, and just comment on it?
I did. I'm talking about people who, for whatever reason, decide that on Thanksgiving Day, they're going to go into Ted's of Beverly Hills and hold me up for a chicken breast. Would you like to comment on that?
Yeah. Well, anyone who's seen the last 5 minutes of Mr. Southfire knows that families take many different shapes and forms. It has nothing to do with the size of their kitchen or their ovens in which they may or may not be able to cook a turkey. So may I give you an example which I think is very well-grounded in which I ate at a restaurant on Thanksgiving?
I'm sure you're going to debate. I'm sure you're going to say you ate at a restaurant on Thanksgiving and that was good. You're not going to, you know, say it was bad.
I had a very enjoyable time. My mother was in a nursing home, and I took her out because it was not possible after I flew across the country to take her out to cook at the nursing home. So can you tell me what's the matter with that, to go to a restaurant and have turkey or lamb chops or stuffed chicken breast?
Well, what you could have done is gone to a supermarket and purchased some of the chicken that they've got in the deli, or what do you call it, turkey in the deli, or they could have sliced it hot and had the common courtesy to eat it there in her room at the nursing home.
If you think that's more courteous than patronizing some hard-working restaurateur who's out there to help make our day a little bit nicer.
I'm not being courteous when I'm patronizing someone who's working hard on that day. No, because what's happening is you and your mother are in the restaurant and you're buying your, you know, your lamb chops or whatever you're buying, and the restaurateur, the man that owns the restaurant, is in his office. You don't know, he's bent over at the waist. Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? When he's bent over at the waist? That is the pain he's in. That's the agony that he's in.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that when he's got that going on in his restaurant, he has one choice and one choice only. He goes upstairs to his office, and he eats an entire bottle of Advil.
Ted, why do you stay open if it bothers you so much, if you don't want to risk having someone who is beneath your lifestyle and your Beverly Hills panache and your words? Why bother to keep the restaurant open?
But you didn't answer my question. You know, when you and your mother are having an enjoyable evening eating off the appetizer menu, and the owner is upstairs spinning the chamber on a revolver.
Oh, will you come on?
You don't know what I'm talking about. Here's what I'm talking about. He laid in a supply of turkey because he believed, okay, we'll have turkey dinners. Now comes Joan and her mother, and what did they buy? They didn't buy the turkey. They wanted to save a little bit of money, so they got themselves the calamari and potato and vegetable selection. Guess what happens? He loses money. He's up there in his office, and he's spinning the chamber of a revolver.
What does that mean, Ted?
I think I've been very clear.
You're saying the guy's suicidal. He's got an ulcer. He's eating a bottle of Advil because of Joan and her mother. Good Lord.
You're talking about yourself. I don't think most restaurateurs. Maybe you're spinning your revolver, and I think if anyone needs a little psychological counseling, you'd be number one on my list.
Well, I don't know. Where did you eat? Where were you eating? And I can tell you. Where were you eating this Thanksgiving dinner?
Where was I eating? In Boston, at one of Anthony's very well-known restaurants. It was very nice.
Yeah, he was spinning.
Jimmy Carpentide, any of them?
Yeah, I do. I know them all. Yeah. I know them all very, very well. And I talk to those guys, and those guys are they're with me on this. They're lockstep with me on this. But I'll tell you one thing about those guys. They haven't got the guts to say it on the radio like I do. What they do instead is they down bottles of Advil.
That's great, Ted. So, in other words, we have no way of checking this out because we have to take your word for it. And I thank you very much, Joan, for your call, 877-876-PHIL. You're just going to tell me that these guys are up there spinning the chamber of a revolver. You know, at a certain point, man, I don't buy what you're saying.
I'm not interested in whether you buy it or not. I'm here to ask you this. When I lay in a supply of turkey and in comes Joan and her mom, and as their entree, they order the crab teeny. God, man, what is it that you don't get? What is it that you don't get about crab teeny?
What is it that I don't get about crab teeny?
Yeah, well, I say crab teeny, I say calamari. You should be feeling sorry for me.
877-876-PHIL. Well, I can't believe... All right, so to answer that lady's question then, do you have people coming in every Thanksgiving now? Is this...
No, I don't. I've trained them. People know on Thanksgiving Day, the homeless, the bums, all the hobos, they look at tents of Beverly Hills the way a vampire looks at garlic. They're not going to go anywhere near it. And they damn sure know that they don't go anywhere near my front door, because I had a guy do that. One year we had one guy, after I told him there's not going to be any Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving, there's not going to be any turkey. And we had one smartass, if you pardon my language, who would run by the door and just holler in, lamb chops, and then he'd just keep going. And I, you know, and I know why they were doing that. They were just trying to anger me. And
well, I don't get it. Lamb chop.
Well, as if they're ordering lamb chops. Or another guy, you know, crabtini, and then he runs by.
And what is crabtini?
It's an appetizer. Because I don't play that anymore. I don't allow that anymore. So I don't get any more old ladies in my restaurant who are ordering crabtini, and I'm not taking it in the shorts like I used to. Now, that lady mentioned a bunch of restaurants in Boston. I know those restaurants very well. And they're outstanding restaurants. The difference between me and them, I got the guts to come on the air and talk about it.
877-876-PHIL. Here is Charlie. Go ahead, Charlie. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I wanted to comment on what the gentleman said about the service academies and how one day a year he hates the military.
Yes.
I was in Vietnam in 66, and I saw a lot of guys coming out of the academies. A lot of guys gave their lives for us, okay? And they didn't take the day off. Okay, no matter what day it was, this guy's crazy. Okay, and I'd like to know what restaurant he had. Listen,
I'm at a restaurant at the Army Navy Academies. They owe me. They owe me big.
And this man is saying that those young men that graduated from those academies, a lot of them lost their lives in Vietnam.
I understand that. They're in the military. I support the military. 150% right down the line. I support them, except the day of the Army-Navy game.
I'm going to tell you, there's very little that you're saying that I accept, okay? Not only the military, but you're losing the whole spirit of giving and everything else. And I'm going to do my best. I'm actually in a VFW in Tennessee. I'm going to do my best to activate some people out there in a VFW to boycott your restaurant because, buddy, you are sick.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. So all the work I do and all the support... And you're going to encourage even more old people to come in and order the crab tini. Is that it?
Then why don't you take it off your menu?
Well, if I take it off the menu, then they're going to order the lamb chops. I take that off the stuffed chicken breast.
Why don't you take all of that stuff off on Thanksgiving and just order, just offer the turkey?
Hell, that's why
they call you a restaurant. Then I got all of these homeless people coming in. Are you guys getting this? Because I've been saying it every which way, and it doesn't sound like anybody's getting it. I don't want to serve turkey on Thanksgiving. If I serve turkey on Thanksgiving, I wind up getting financially raped.
Then don't open the restaurant. How about that?
Great. And lose all that business?
Charlie, thanks so much for your call, man. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we'll be back. 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget, next hour, we have our news hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. We're live on this Thanksgiving Eve, 2010. And check us out online at philhenryshow.com. We got live streaming video of the show. Watch us perform the show as we, perform the show. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
What does that mean, perform the show? Just sitting there talking.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, we're firing up our DJ. We got the dance floor going in the prime rib room. So if you are in the dance, you want to hear some music, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're open till 2 a.m. with dancing.
Here at Ted's, we want to put on the 50
split.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So the club is, you're getting the dancing going?
Right now we do, Phil, and I'm going to have to get into the office. I've got a few more minutes.
And we're talking about Thanksgiving tomorrow. What time are you opening tomorrow?
We open at 12 noon on Thanksgiving.
But you're not serving turkey.
No, we're not serving turkey. And I can tell you, no amount of I got to get into the office. No amount of sniveling and crying by people is going to get me to do that. And I can tell you again, Phil, I don't mean to be offensive. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to do anything other than just let everyone know that, you know, we're doing the best we can.
All right, what do we got?
David
Hall is here.
Oh, great.
David.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Well, I wanted to call in, and I think there's some misunderstanding. Ted, how are you?
I'm great. Now that you're here, I'm great.
There's a misunderstanding going on, Phil, among the listeners, I think. You're talking to Ted Bell, who's an advertiser. And you've been doing a little bit of disagreeing, which is fine to a point, but you've been disagreeing so much that I noticed the callers are now turning on him. Like this is almost, like, you think it's funny?
I think he does.
Hold on for a minute. I don't think anything's funny. We are having an exchange of ideas.
An exchange of ideas is one thing, but I just was listening to a caller who I believe was a veteran.
That was the one that bothered me. He's a veteran, and he says he wants to organize veterans in California to basically pull my pants down in front of everybody.
And what's going on with that?
I don't know. It was a caller. He was a gentleman in the VFW in Tennessee, and he said that Ted Bell made the statement that one day out of the year he hates the military, and that's the day of the Army-Navy game.
Which is understandable.
Well, now, how can you say that?
Hold on for a minute.
How can you say that?
Because on the day of the Army-Navy game, his restaurant was a haunted house. You heard him.
Yeah, but I don't understand how one day out of
did the guy explain it or not?
I tried to explain it. He won't let me. He doesn't.
Did he explain it?
No, he didn't explain it to my satisfaction.
Oh, well, you know, Phil, we can't all explain it to your satisfaction. Who knows what that is? Because, as far, you know, when we finally get done explaining stuff to your satisfaction, you're going to want to have Jesus dug up and shown to everybody. Is that what you want?
Oh, my God. Think about that.
No, I do not want that. I'm saying that if Ted Bell says that the Army-Navy game in 1983 at the Rose Bowl was such a bust that it drove business out of his restaurant, I believe that.
All right.
What I find hard to believe is that he uses that as the excuse to hate the military for one day out of the year.
Why wouldn't you? That was a good point. Why wouldn't you?
Because you're not taking it out on the whole military.
Well, here's the problem we got, and I just want to let you know, and I want to let your listeners know this. The Phil Henry Show, as it is constituted here, and my name is Ted Bell is a sponsor, first of all. I want everyone to know that. If he says he's angry at the military one day of the year, then let me tell you, you're angry at the military one day of the year. He's a sponsor. He's a VIP. Right now, as a matter of fact, Ted, you've got dancing in your club right now.
I do.
Where are you? I'm in the VIP. Does that solve your problems, Mr. Henry?
I beg your pardon?
I guess he's got it. Where are you, Ted?
I'm in the VIP room.
He's in the VIP room.
And that means what?
Wow, you're really stupid. What part of VIP don't you get?
Well, so what? You're in the VIP room. What do you want me to do with that?
You get behind him and defend him against any and all boycotts, because if we lose him as a sponsor, I'm not sure we pay you. And your staff, they don't get paid, and the big, fat, huge salaries that you guys demand will go out the window.
Oh, the big, fat, huge salaries.
Yeah. Don't piss me off.
Now, let me say it again. I'm in the VIP room.
Can you hear that? You hear the music. You hear Ted. He owns the joint, and he's in the VIP room. And yet you allowed some veteran in Tennessee to frighten him into thinking there's going to be a veteran boycott of his restaurant.
I can't handle it. I can't use that. That's not the kind of publicity I can use.
He can't use it. Okay? So I want you to now tell people that you will hate the military one day of the year because...
I will say no such thing.
Did you tell him I'm in the VIP room?
Yes, I told him. Mr. Henry, you're going to tell people...
I'm not telling people any such thing. Hang up on these jokers.
Oh, my God, you hung up on Mr. Hall.
I don't care. I can't even hear anybody thinking. I can't hear myself think, and I can't hear them talk.
You said you can't hear people thinking. Normally, you can't hear people thinking.
I know that. I didn't say it right, Robert. I can't hear myself thinking. I can't hear them talking. And no, I will not do that. And when he starts going down that road about, hey, Henry, you know what you're going to do? You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to tell everybody that you're going to... What are you doing, bud? Yes?
I'm in the VIP room.
I know you're in the VIP room.
Over here. David.
Phil, it's David.
Are you in the restaurant, too?
I just got here. Look at... How you doing? We're in the VIP room now. The word is, and I'm telling you, this is big... May be here.
I'm hoping, Phil.
Pat Stacks is in jail in Tennessee, man.
You know what? Your lies are... He's lying again, isn't he?
No, Kat Stacks is in Tennessee, and she's going to be deported.
Again, you're a liar. Why can't you just tell people she's going to be here?
Sounds to me like you got enough business.
Hold on a minute. What? Yeah, what it is. Hey. Hey. Yeah. I'm dancing right now. Here, Ted. Yeah. Look, David's dancing. He wanted me to tell you that what we need to do is we...
Hung up again.
I'm not talking to those two clowns. David's dancing. He wants me to tell you. I know what he wants him to tell me. That I agree with Ted and his jackball ideas about Army-Navy. I will tell you this. Ted's absolutely right. That was the worst idea that had ever been proffered in the history of college football. They moved the Army-Navy game out to the Rose Bowl one year, and I'm telling you, it was like you could hear leaves falling. You could hear crickets. It with the reception of that ball game on the West Coast, it don't exist. It would be like having USC and UCLA at in Philadelphia. Who cares? All right, coming up next is our news hour on this Thanksgiving Eve. And we're actually into almost into Thanksgiving morning here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. Phil Hendry.